Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechas Tamid Perek Gimel Mishlechas Mishtetes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Has Tabas Rachel Shish B'zecher Vayin Rezivik Kohal Goin Bikar of Mamish. That before the Karmel Tamid Shechted, the Kohen has to go into the Heichal. He goes in through the back door, if you will, and then he opens the large doors of the Heichal. And only once that sound of the doors being opened was heard, so they could check the Tamid. Now we talk about this sound, and turns out that it was very loud. The Mishnah tells us Miyirichai Hayu Shem and Kol Shara Gadol Sheniftach, all the way in Yirichai, which was quite far away. They were to hear the sound of the large gate opening of the Heichal. And once we're on the topic of Yirichai, hearing or knowing about things that go on in the Beis HaMikdash, we continue with more things. Mirichai, Hayishem Kal Magrefa, from Yirichai, they were able to hear the sound of the Magrefa, which literally means a shovel, but it was actually a certain type of musical instrument that was played by the Levim. Also, Mirichai, Yushayman Kala, Itcha Asim and Katin Mukhani Lakiar, from Yirichai, they were able to hear the sound of the wood that Medkatin, who's a Kohen Gadol, made a whole mechanism for the Kiar. As we mentioned a little ago, the Kiar was lowered by this mechanism into a well. It was in the Azara, and when it was raised out by this mechanism, it made a lot of noise. They were able to hear that in Yirichai. Also, Mirichai, Hayushem and Kol Gvini Karoiz. From Yirichai, they would hear the sound of Gvini, who was the Karoiz. He was the announcer. He would call out every single morning, Imdu Kayanim Lavidaschem, Kayanim stand up, go do Avaida. And his voice is so loud and powerful, it traveled all the way to Yirichai. Also, Mirichai, Hayushem and Kol Chalil. In Yirichai, they would hear the sound of the Chalil, the flute that was playing in the Beis HaMikdash sometimes. And Mirichai, Hayushem and Kol Tzotzol. In Yirichai, they would hear the sound of the Tzotzol, which is like a bell or symbol of sorts. And Mirichai, Hayushem and Kol Hashir. In Yirichai, they would hear the sound of the Shir, the Levim, when they were doing these chayayin, and Mirichai Hayushem and Kol Hashayfar, they would hear the sound of the shayfar in Yirichai. And Vyeshayim Rusam say, Af Kalei Shal Kohen Gadol B'Shash Shumaskir Hashem B'Yom Kippurim, they're even able to hear the sound of the Kohen Gadol when he said the Shem HaMefayrish on Yom Kippur. Lastly, Mirichai HaMerichin Reach Pitim HaKtayras, in Yirichai, they were able to smell the Ketayras being blended. And Omer Belezer Ben Diglai, he says, Izim Hayu Lebeis Abba B'Har Mechvar, my father's house had goats in Har Mechvar, which is very far from Yerushalayim. Oyim Es Atshoyz Mirach Pitim HaKtayras, they would sneeze because of the Ketayras. And on the Mishnah test, continue to discuss the avoidus of the day. Misha Zocha B'Dishim Mizneach HaPnimi, whoever was Zocha to clear off the inner Mizbeach, Nichnas, he would go inside the Heichal, V'Natal HaTeni, he would take this Teni, this basket, V'Nichai L'Fanav, and place it in front of him, V'Hoyo Chayfein, he would take scoopfuls with his hand, a Chayfein is like a whole scoopful of a palm, V'Noisal Soichai, and he would place it in this basket. That's talking about the ashes that were on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he would scoop them with his hand, and Ubachroina at the end, when there weren't enough ashes to scoop with his hand, Kibin Eshashal Soichai, he would just wipe the rest of the ashes off the top of his back into the basket. Vinicha, he would place it down. He would actually leave the basket there. Vyatza, and then he would go out. Next, Misha Zach B'Isha Menorah, the one who was Zaycha to clear out the Menorah. So Nichas, he would go into the Heichal. And here we have to be a little bit focused to understand what went on. So first of all, when a person walks into the Heichal, remember he's coming in from Mizrach, from east, and he's facing Ma'ariv, that's west. Towards the right is north. Towards the south is left. And the Menorah is by the Darm, is by the south. So the lights of the Menorah were arranged from east to west. And so Nichnas, he would go in, walk up to the menorah. So here's option one. Umata shtei neres mizrachiyos dolkim. If he found the two eastern lights still lit, they were still burning. Sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't. Here's a situation where they were still lit. As referring to after Shimon HaTzadik, because beforehand they always were lit. So he's referring to afterwards where they weren't always lit. But let's say he came up and they were still lit. So then Medashen es Hashar, he would clear out the other five lamps. He would take out the extra oil and the wicks and put them into the jug that he had. Umineches elu dolkim kaimon. And these two that were lit, he would leave them lit in their place, and that's because, as you see, this very long Rav, there's a whole drasha based off of Menorah Psukim that actually Dishon of the Menorah took place in two separate stages, one before the Tamid, one after the Tamid, and then specifically the two eastern lamps, the two eastern lights that are supposed to be lit. So that's what he would do. He would only clear out the five and let those two remain. Now, Matzon Shekavu, if he found that they had extinguished, so first, before cleaning out the other five, Medashnan, he would fix up these two eastern ones, and he wouldn't actually be Medashing them, which literally means clear them out completely. He would just pull the wick out a little bit, take off that little black piece at the top of the wick, like that little charcoal piece, so now it's easier to light. And then, Umadlikim and Adolkin, he would relight these two eastern ones from other ones that remain lit, and there was nothing remaining lit. He would take fire from the Mizbeach to relight them. And once he relit these two eastern candles, then, Va'achach Medashen Sashar, he would clear out the other five lamps. And a little bit more about the Menorah, of Evan Hoslefnei Menorah, there was a stone in front of the Menorah, Ubashal Shmalois, and there were three steps carved into it. That's what the Kohen would stand on to clear out the Neiros. Then Viniyach HaSakuz Al Malashnia, he would take this jug that he had just cleared out the oil and wicks into and put it on the second step, the Yatzan, and then he would go out from the Heichal. And then later on, we're going to learn about the basket of the Dishon Mizneach HaPnimi and this jug being taken out of the Heichal. We're going to stop it for the day, pick up tomorrow with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.